This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Altman.
This is Job Search Radio. Yay!
It's Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, fooling around a little bit this morning. It's Friday, after all. And I thought I would have a little bit of fun. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, a site with great curated information from around the web, plus mostly my own stuff that's designed to help you find work more quickly. And you can ask me questions so that you don't make dumb mistakes during your search. Today's show is a good one. It's a topic that I'm asked about all the time. Should you accept a connection request from a stranger? I know there's advice out there not to, and there's advice out there to do it. I hope you find this show helpful. Please give it 5 stars in iTunes or whatever site you listen to it on. It does help other people find out more about the show and subscribe. So, again, let's get going. But before we do, connect with me on LinkedIn. You'll understand more as you listen to the show. The address is linkedin.com/in/thebiggamehunter. And with that, let's get rolling. The question for today is, should you accept a LinkedIn connection request from a stranger? Now, let's see how, first of all, a stranger finds you. They may have heard about you in some venue. For example, you're a speaker somewhere. You've been involved in an online group or an offline group. You're a second level connection of someone that they know. They've decided to reach out to you. Now, for those, I don't expect there are many celebrities watching this. I'll simply say, if you are one, you know, follow what your agent is telling you to do. I simply say, for some of you, there's an advantage, and you open yourself up to lunatics. I also remind you that if the person acts like a lunatic, you can block them and end it and sever the connection. So I tend to encourage people to be freer. Now, for average Jane or Joe, I would say also accept the connection request. Here's why. The probability is this person notices you're a member of a group that they're a part of, or that you're a second level connection to someone that they're already connected with. So what they're trying to do is expand their network, and at the same time, you're expanding your network. Now, I'm always reluctant to accept people with very few connection requests. Like, I've been reached out to as the first connection request from someone on Facebook and on LinkedIn. And often, those are spammers. You know, they're trying to get access to me because I've got a pretty big network, and I'm fairly visible online. So I know what they're trying to do is to post to my wall on LinkedIn so that, you know, they're publicizing their crap. So I tend not to accept from new connectors or some of those people with the profile picture that's done in aquamarine backgrounds, because those tend to be phony profiles. There's an exception every once in a while, but most of those are phony. I accept connection requests from people anywhere in the world, even though I'm in the U.S. and there are people throughout the world who reach out to me. I tend to accept those requests because, again, I can always disconnect pretty quickly if I catch that they're a problem individual. For me, for years, I tended not to connect with other recruiters in order to avoid my competition. I didn't want my competition benefiting from my connections. I've changed that over the last 6 months because what the heck? You know, it doesn't really matter. I don't find jobs for everyone. I'm trying to help people. That's my choice. For you, I would say if they work for a competitor of your company's in a role where they can get access to information that you're sharing that's not necessarily secret information, you know, or that is secret information, you don't want to connect with them. I don't think you have any great secrets is the truth of it. But if you're uncomfortable, Don't accept. Don't block. Don't hide. Don't, I don't know the person. Just don't accept for now. Give yourself time to consider, and just keep it as an unanswered request in your inbox. You can accept it a month later where they've forgotten about the request and then be able to observe what they're like online. When all is said and done, your advantage in accepting connection requests comes from broadening your network. So if you're trying to reach out to people on LinkedIn, LinkedIn is only letting you message people who are first-level connections, second-level by using an in-mail, and through groups. Groups, I believe, is still free for messaging. And they're tracking your behavior, and if you're not getting a lot of responses, they penalize you. Better be connected with people than not connected, so that you're not using in-mails to reach out to them. You can direct message people. It's far better to do that, and by accepting connection requests, you get access to those networks as well. So generally, I give the idea a thumbs up. Do it with a couple of those caveats. And the big one is, if you don't like the individual, you know, not long after you connect, you can always disconnect. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, I really want to encourage you, join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site where I have great information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. All my books and guides to job hunting and resume writing are there. You'll receive discounts on one-on-one coaching for extended sessions. And if you prefer not to do that and just ask me questions, you can ask me questions through the site. Not only will I answer, but you get the input from other people as well who are members of the site. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Come on over and join. I hope you found today's show helpful and hope you have a great day. Take care.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love jobsearchcoachinghq.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free. The ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's jobsearchcoachinghq.com.